WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, dopamine hackers. This is your girl, Sienna Cruz, and let's talk about something we all deal with, the ever-present lure of the internet. It's like a superpower, right? We can access information, connect with people, learn new things. But let's be real, sometimes it feels more like a black hole sucking us in, leaving us drained and guilty. Ever feel like you spent an entire afternoon scrolling through TikTok, only to realize you haven't accomplished anything else? You know that feeling when the screen is glowing, and suddenly it's 2 a.m, and you're left wondering where the time went? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to enjoy the online world without letting it control you? Welcome to Dopamine Hacker. It's Smart to Scroll and Reclaim Your Brain, where we're all about leveling up your digital life. And today, my friends, we're diving into mindful browsing, the art of enjoying your time online without feeling guilty. Think of it as upgrading your internet experience from mindless scrolling to intentional engagement. Okay, here are 5 key takeaways to help you become a mindful browser. 1. Set intentions. Before you even open that app, ask yourself, what do I want to get out of this? Are you looking for information? To connect with friends? Or just a quick distraction? Having a clear purpose helps you stay focused and avoid the dreaded rabbit hole of endless scrolling. 2. Time blocking is your best friend. Treat your online time like any other important appointment. Schedule specific blocks for browsing and stick to them. It's amazing how much more productive you can be when you have a clear understanding of how long you'll spend online. And remember, you always have the power to close the tab and do something else if you find yourself getting sucked in. 3. Curate your feed. Ever notice how social media can feel like a highlight reel? It's easy to get caught up comparing your life to others, which can lead to feelings of inadequacy or anxiety. Take control by unfollowing accounts that don't inspire you or make you feel good. Fill your feed with things that uplift, educate, and entertain you in a positive way. Remember, your online space should be a source of joy and inspiration, not comparison and stress. 4. Embrace the offline world. Seriously, put down your phone. Go for a walk, read a book, talk to a friend, engage with the real world around you. These experiences can bring so much more fulfillment than endless scrolling. Think of it like recharging your batteries. Stepping away from the digital world allows your mind to relax and reset, making you feel more focused and present when you do come back online. 5. Be kind to yourself. Let's be honest, we all slip up sometimes. It happens to the best of us. Don't beat yourself up if you find yourself spending more time online than you intended. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and try again tomorrow. Remember, mindful browsing is a journey, not a destination. Okay, imagine this. You're scrolling through Instagram, and suddenly, you see a picture of someone on vacation looking absolutely amazing. It's easy to fall into the comparison trap, my life isn't as exciting, or why can't I afford a trip like that? But here's where mindful browsing comes in. Instead of getting sucked into negativity, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that everyone's journey is different, and focus on appreciating your own unique experiences. Maybe you have an amazing friendship group right now, or you're passionate about your work. Those are things worth celebrating. And don't forget, mindful browsing isn't just about controlling your time online. It's also about savoring the moments when you are engaged with content that truly matters to you. Whether it's learning something new from a blog post, connecting with friends on social media, or discovering a new artist through music streaming, make a conscious effort to be present and appreciate the value of those interactions. So there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to help you outsmart the scroll and reclaim your brain. Remember, you're in control of your online experience. By practicing mindful browsing, you can enjoy all that the internet has to offer without letting it take over your life. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use some digital detox inspiration. Let's help each other level up our online game and reclaim our time. And remember, until next time, keep packing those dopamine triggers and stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.